When this marvelous toy finally broke in the summer of 1965, neither Chad nor Mike mourned the parting. Mike's subsequent path has been deliberate and linear. Chad strayed far outside the lines. They didn't speak for 20 years. Then, a call about a reunion performance. I will if he will. They stepped right back into rehearsal as if nothing had changed. Their conflicts had never intruded here. The process of practice, creative experimentation, finding harmonies, had always been sacred. Milt Okun, their music director from the old days, cringed at the idea of their performing again. They couldn't possibly be that good after 20 years, could they? They were. The simple reunion spawned a broader interest among a generation from college campuses whose lives the trio's songs had influenced two decades earlier. More opportunities appeared. Mike and Chad kept their day jobs and their distance, but once again they shared the music. Today, they live only two blocks apart, another unplanned coincidence. When Chad decided to return to Spokane in the early 90s, he and his wife Chris found a house among all the others in a city of 200,000. A few days after they moved in, Chad left his driveway, drove up the avenue, and saw Mike standing in a front yard. He stopped. "What are you doing here?" "I live here." "When did you move in?" "1969. Despite this proximity, they typically see each other 4 or 5 times a year. In their 80s, they don't perform anymore. They don't feel they can do the music justice, and once again, they thought their separation complete. Then a guy contacted Mike and said he wanted to write a book. "Shouldn't we involve Chad as well?" Mike asked. "He lives just down the street." So 3 days a week we talk. Once with both Chad and Mike present, and then each separately. They spent more time together during the summer of 2018 than they had since 1965. They still see the world, especially those first few years, from distinctly different perspectives. But they agree to disagree without animosity. If old acquaintances are lucky, especially when they've shared so many highs and lows, they can find ways to set aside those things that divided them and cherish the moments of joy their combined talents created for both themselves and countless others.